Smashville Live is live here at Brewhouse South in Cool Springs tonight. Got a great crowd of Preds fans and some random corporate holiday goers as well. All are welcome here at Brewhouse South in Cool Springs. Our show, as always, is presented by Black Abbey Brewing. We've got our Black Abbey beers here on stage. My name is Max Herz, along with Hal Gill. And our guests tonight, Preds forwards Cole Smith and Tommy Novak. Thanks for being here, boys.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
It's been a great run for the Preds recently. Just finished up 14 games in 25 days, 11-3 in that stretch. We'll start with you, Cole. What stands out to you most about the great recent play for the team?
I think just how well we've kind of played connected during that run. Obviously, we had a kind of a tough start there, 5-10 to start, and I think we just kind of had a kind of a heart-to-heart kind of ish type thing where we had to start kind of just playing to more of our identity. And I think in the last few games, you can see our goaltending has been great, probably in the last little bit too. And they obviously are amazing, and they keep us in every game. And so with that on the back end and being able to kind of play together and come up with some wins there, it's been really good.
Tommy, you were hurt for a lot of this stretch, but back in over the last week, what's been your point of view on the great play?
I think the start of the season being a little rough there, I think we might have deserved a little bit better than the 5-10 record, but just finding a way to win games recently, it's been really cool to watch for me for most of it, but really good to be back with the team and trying to get wins.
Tommy, obviously you want to keep playing. You want to play every other day because you've been out for a bit.
Yeah.
But, Cole, you probably enjoyed it. Like, this day off, it's been a grind. Has it been tough? I've been traveling with you guys, and I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
And you guys have been out there banging bodies and playing hard. Must feel good to get a day off.
Yeah, it has. It's been quite the stretch. It's a lot of hockey in the past month, playing 4 or 5 times a week. It's especially with travel back-to-backs, it's been pretty strenuous, but obviously when you're winning most of the games, it helps a lot, that's for sure. Yeah, but no, we'll take this day off and a couple days here in between games, right back into a back-and-back. So not too much of a break until Christmas, but it's been a hard, good month for us, though.
Tommy, when you were getting back in the game, everyone's saying, okay, you got to get out and you got to practice and get your legs under you. You didn't really have much practice time. You're just thrown out to the game. Was that a tough go to jump in there?
Yeah, for sure. I didn't really know exactly when I was going to be available to come back, so I think it was good just for me just to get thrown out there and just right to the Wolves and try to get my legs under me. It's been good, and hopefully I just keep getting better.
Yeah, that's the idea. I think you guys, I feel like you're now that everyone's healthy, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're looking, everyone kind of falls in their spots, and I feel like do you feel like you're finding your lines and everyone is finding their groove? I know, Cole, you bounced down a little bit and you played with different people, but now that it's a full squad, do you feel like you're, all right, this is our team?
Yeah, I think for the most part, I don't think I was on the same line for back-to-back games to start the...
Yeah, you got jumbled.
...the first bit of the season, but no, it's been a little bit more consistent. Obviously, even being jumbled around once in a while, usually still playing with the same
you got a
four
parent,
or five
right?
guys. Yeah, so... No, it's good. I think everybody's getting comfortable playing with each other. Obviously, this year we had a pretty big turnaround with guys, new guys coming in and that kind of thing. And so the more comfort we've established there, and you start to kind of understand where guys are on the ice and who you're playing with, that kind of thing. So I think the consistency and being able to do that kind of helps a lot.
Cole Smith and Tommy Novak are Preds guests here on Smashville Live. And I know it's not a full season for you guys every year, but you're both in your second full NHL season, I think, fair to say. And a lot of change this year, both of you going through the coaching change. We'll start with you, Tommy. What's your point of view on everything that's changed with this team?
Yeah, it's a really big change, I think, just with the philosophy of the team. I think we're really on the puck all the time. That's kind of our mindset is, the puck is the attraction, and we're looking to get it back. We're looking to play with it. We're looking to keep it. The more time we have with it, the better. So I feel like we're, probably a really hard team to play against. I think a lot, a lot of my buddies and other teams have probably said that to me. So I think it's just, being hungry and, being a very very skating heavy team, and you know, and just playing hard every night and bringing that mindset every night.
Tommy, you told me in training camp coming in, you said this is going to be a lot of work as a center. You got to work, but it's a lot of fun. Are you getting more comfortable now with the pace that you have to play at?
Yeah, well, I definitely was, you know, pre-injury. I was definitely feeling really good about, you know, where my game was and how I fit into the system. It is a lot of work for a centerman, especially. It's a lot of skating, so I probably lost a few pounds early. it's a fun style of hockey.
What about you, Cole, going through all this?
Yeah, no, I think with new coaches and everything coming in, new management, everything, I think freshness is always good for an organization, you know, especially having kind of a down year last year, and just kind of bringing that freshness. It's a new fresh air for everybody and a new feeling, new system. You're not getting the same thing back and forth. I think especially for the older guys, that helps a lot. But no, it's a fun style of play. Bruno's got us playing up and down the ice. It's a skating style. When we're on our game, I think you can tell it's super fast. It's relentless, hounding pucks. I think that's our key. I think in our last little stretch too, we've just kind of gotten to an identity where it's just we want to be tough to play against, where teams come out and they're just like, can't wait to get done with the game. I think we were kind of missing that a little bit during that stretch. We were kind of losing a few games, and I think with everybody buying into this system and just being a little more competitive on pucks and just being tough to play against has helped us a lot.
Cole, personally, last year under Hines' system, you were like the perfect guy, and I loved the way you played. You know, your dump forecheck, go get on the puck and harass people on the forecheck. And now you're playing the system where I feel like you have a little more ability to make plays, and now it's become puck possession in the offensive zone, and you're making plays. You got rewarded with it. Mm-hmm. Does it feel good to kind of go through a coaching change and realize, okay, I just wasn't one coach that liked what I was doing. I'm playing in a different system with Bruno, and he likes what I'm doing, and I'm excelling at that. That's got to feel good.
Yeah, it feels good. I think it helps with your confidence a lot, being able to go out there and do that kind of things. I think to a core, still kind of playing the same kind of way. Obviously, that's my identity and the role I got to play day in and day out, and that's the thing. But, yeah, there's definitely a little bit more room to make a little more plays, and I think just being more comfortable has kind of helped me a lot in that aspect too. After a full season here and just being able to get my roots and comfortable with the players and just more confidence in myself to be able to make those plays has helped.
Cole Smith and Tommy Novak are our guests here on Smashville Live. And I guess to kind of flip that question in a different direction, both you guys became full-time NHLers under a different coach. When you guys find out there's going to be a change, obviously you're expecting a positive change, but is there any worry? Like, hey, I mean, this is the guy who trusted me and gave me my first chance. What do you guys think as all that is happening?
I don't know if it's a worry, but you're conscious of it for sure. Obviously, you don't know how you're going to fit into that new system. Kind of weighs what his aspect of looking at the game is. There's definitely in your back of your mind, but at the end of the day, you still got to show up at training camp, and you got to play your game, and you got to try to make this team. And so I think that was my focus coming in. You still have something to prove every year, no matter how many years you've been in the league, 1, 10, whatever it is. You got to prove yourself all the time. And so the freshness was nice, being able to talk with Bruno in the summer and kind of get his feeling. Felt pretty confident coming into camp, and it's been good.
What about you, Tommy?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's obviously a little nerve-wracking when you have a new coach. You never know how he's going to feel. But just from hearing everything beforehand about him, I think it made it a little bit easier. It made it more exciting.
Come on, you had to be drooling. He's like, we're playing a puck possession game. We're going to extend. You were so excited.
Yeah,
be honest.
I was
right in your wheelhouse.
I was excited. From the things I had heard about him, I was very excited about playing under Bruno, and it's been really good so far. I think, the way he coaches, I think he makes me a better player. I think he makes all of us, you know, better players, and he's bringing the best out of a lot of us. So I think we can even reach another level of it, and I think we got, even our best hopefully yet to come.
Let's talk about last night. How incredible was Juuse Saros? Unreal.
Yeah, he's sometimes you don't understand how good he is. You play with him all the time, and then he has games like that, and it's just like he's on a different world. So it's, I think our two goalie tandem has been awesome, especially in the last, whatever, 10, 15 games. They keep us in every game. And so that's all you can ask for on that back end. And we're kind of leaving him out to dry a few times. He comes up with some big saves for us, and we owe him a few shifts after those. And so last night was just an example of how good he is and how good he can be, and it's awesome to have him on our team.
How crazy was that stretch in the third after we gave up the tying goal and then grabbed the game right back even though we couldn't score? Tommy, you were in the middle of a lot of that.
Yeah, I think obviously we kind of did the same thing against Montreal. It wasn't really a good feeling for us to give up the late goal in the second as well. Same thing we did in Montreal. So, yeah, we made a little bit of a push. Obviously couldn't get it in the net, and, you know, Juice stood on his head for us all game. He's so fast, so good. I just want to touch on that too. He's just the best guy ever too. So it's awesome to have him back there. And a little frustrating not to be able to, you know, end it in regulation. But you know, we got Phil in overtime, the overtime specialist. Right.
Guaranteed.
Now.
I felt like in the second intermission, I'm guessing you guys were going in, going, guys, Juice has given us a chance to win this thing. Do you guys ever verbalize that, or is it just something that, hey, we all know Juice is back there, like he's doing his thing, like, or it just keep quiet and don't piss him off, you know, like, or do you actually say it? Is it something that's talked about?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I think there's a few comments in there, like, get in the room, like, our boy Juice, way to keep us in this one so far.
Yeah,
and just those little things. But I think that inner confidence in the guys and in between the locker room, like we know he's back there. And when he's on having a game like that, it's, and you know he's there.
And so he's a good guy, like you said, right?
Yeah.
So you want to play for him.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, he's the best.
Tommy, you were in the middle of one of the many odd moments in that game when the puck was in the crease. Nobody could freeze it. I think we ended up with four sticks in there.
Yeah.
How did all that happen? I mean, you had a view. No one could tell what was going on.
Yeah, it was just like a kind of a broken play off the draw. I shot it. It hit the goalie in the helmet. I think it hit one of their guys and bounced, like, back into the crease. And then it was just, like, mayhem in there. I know Sherwood lost a stick. I think two of their guys lost sticks in there.
And the goalie.
There were four sticks in the top of the crease.
Four sticks in there.
I figure no one can score a goal if no one has a stick.
And then Yost pulls the puck out and tries to hit Lukey back door, and he flubs it into the corner. it's a little bit frustrating that one didn't go in, but, yeah, it was a good moment.
All right, we'll throw Luke Evangelista under the bus, and we'll talk about him more because these guys are roommates. And they live with him also. So we'll talk about that next with Tommy Novak and Cole Smith here on Smashville Live, presented by Black Abbey Brewing, here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. Welcome back to Smashville Live here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. Max Herz and Hal Gill hosting tonight here at Brewhouse South in the Cool Springs Galleria. And our player guests tonight, Tommy Novak and Cole Smith from the Nashville Predators. Tonight's show, as always, presented by Black Abbey Brewing. Our final show of 2023 will be back on January 10th, the second Wednesday after New Year's at Brewhouse 100 in Bellevue as we alternate locations this season. Cole and Tommy, you guys are two of three Preds players who live together. And Luke Evangelista is the third. So give us the roommate spiel. I know a lot of people ask you guys about this, but what is it like, three NHL teammates in a house together?
No, it's good. I think we're kind of the three guys that are kind of by ourselves, so being able to come together is nice. I know I talked to Novi, and I have lived together before two other times, so we're pretty familiar and comfortable with each other. And then Lukey was supposed to be in the hotel until he got a housing ladder and that kind of thing. So I've been there in the hotel, that kind of situation, and it's not the best when you're sitting by yourself. So we invited him over to just stay with us until he got that housing ladder. And so it's been fun to have him. He's kind of the young kid in the house, so we take care of him.
So he's going on his own. Do you think he's going to be all right on his own?
Like,
are you guys
going
to have to reach out to him?
Yeah, I think I'm going to get a few FaceTime calls to figure out how to do things. I've been teaching him a lot already just at our house. But, yeah, he's got a lot to learn, and I think there's only one way to do it, too. You got to live on your own.
You got to do it.
Yeah.
You got to do it.
Yeah.
What does a normal day look like? You know, practice is over. You get back. You're just hanging out. What is it? Are you guys gamers?
I think Luke spends a little bit – too much time on TikTok, but we're working on
that. Is he doing TikToks?
Or watching them?
Or watching them.
I've seen him do a few dances. But mostly just watching. He gets a little consumed, but I don't know. We probably just relax most of the time and watch TV or hang out.
Any shows you guys are, you know, chilling out to? Or
no, we've like, been big into...
Do you get the popcorn going and have a big movie night or something?
Not that often. We'll watch movies every once in a while, but the last couple of weeks we've been watching Surviving Barstool together. And so Luke's obsessed with it, and it's a good show. It's a great show. I think the last episode's out tonight maybe or something like that, so we'll go back home and watch that tonight probably. Yeah.
Big Wednesday night.
Yeah.
So for the record, Luke Evangelista is not getting kicked out of the house. He's leaving on his own?
Yeah, it's on his own. He's welcome as long as he wanted to stay, but it's time for him to kind of grow up and get on his own a little bit. So I'm excited to see how it goes for him, especially the first month.
You guys have raised
him
well.
The first month, like he's spreading his wings and he's flying out of the nest. What's going to be his first obstacle, do you think? Is it food or is it
like no, not food. I mean, you got DoorDash nowadays.
Time management?
Yeah. I think he's going to get bored maybe a little bit. I don't know, something, the toilets get clogged or something. He doesn't really know how to do that. We've had problems with that one at home, so have to show him how to take care of that one.
Yeah.
But I've showed him, so maybe he can figure it out now.
Cole Smith and Tommy Novak are two of the three roommate guests, and you guys live in the house owned and formerly inhabited by Austin Watson when he played for the Preds. And, Cole, you got in a fight with him in a game last week.
Yeah.
What is it like fighting your landlord in an NHL game and the aftermath of that?
No, I think it's kind of funny. I mean, in the middle of the game, there's no friends or whatever there is. So whatever happens, happens. It was in the moment. But he's a great guy, too. So looking back after it, I think we can kind of laugh at it. I know Novi and I talked before the game. He's like, what if you get in a fight with our landlord tonight? It's like, well, if it happens, it happens. And it happened to happen. So, Waddy's a great guy, and obviously it's just competitiveness and just playing out there. But it is kind of funny. Not many people, I don't think, can say they fought their landlord.
It might be the first one ever.
Yeah.
At least a legal landlord fight.
Rent might be late this month.
Yeah. Well, I was going to ask, so Watson got fined for the weird thing that happened at the end of the game, not involving you guys. But that's a $2,000 fine going to the NHL. Can we get that to go to rent instead? Can we get Gary on the line?
Yeah.
Only makes sense.
That's what I was thinking. Maybe rent would go up after that, after he had to pay that. But I don't know.
He's got to get his money back.
So I was trying to get the scoop on this household and how it all played out, and I did get the scoop that maybe, Novi, you might have been doing some rap with Vange. Is that some rap? Rap? Is that a bad scoop?
No, it's a I don't know. That's a scoop. I don't know.
Is that just passing by? Just like you don't take. I don't think of you as a rap guy. No offense.
Yeah. I don't know. Luke's into it. I don't know. We might have messed around a few times making some stuff, but nothing crazy.
So you're making. Yeah. You're not just rapping. And Cole, you're sitting there watching this, going, "What? Where am I? And why am I not in a tree stand right now?"
Yeah, I agree. But I think Novi's downplaying it. He spits pretty good out there.
Really?
So, yeah. He's got some pretty good rhymes, that's for sure. Yeah.
What's your style? Is it like? Are you writing your own?
I'm laid back rapper. If I ever rap.
Yeah. Is it? Are you sitting down and writing your stuff, your own stuff?
You know, it's back when I was like 20, 21, it was kind of a fun thing that me and my college friends would do maybe every once in a while. But once I met Luke, he was like, kind of reminded me of my time when I was that age. Like, might have brought it back out of me. So, yeah, he's a funny kid, and we've made a few things.
Can we get a sample?
Yeah, is any of this out there?
Nothing out there.
No dat piff or nothing?
Nothing out there.
We'll fade out if you want to take it over.
Yeah.
No performance.
No
tonight.
Performance?
Yeah.
Tommy Novak, the amateur rapper, and Cole Smith are our guests. And Tommy, we also found out from Alex at Penalty Box Radio, you're a nationally ranked video gamer. Is it Overwatch? Is that the game?
That is not. It's not
Rocket
true.
League.
That is not.
Rocket League. Rocket League.
True.
Sorry.
Not nationally ranked in anything. That was overplayed way too much.
I might have overplayed
I don't know. He was asking people in the locker room what video games they play, and I was like, yeah, I play Rocket League. I'm pretty good. So not like at the top of any rankings or anything like that, but yeah, I've been playing for a while. It's a fun thing to do, I guess.
So what's the real story then? You just play a lot.
The real story is I've been playing that game since I was 18. So
you should be nationally ranked by now, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no story there.
All right, so he doesn't rap, but Cole says he raps.
Yeah.
He doesn't play Rocket League, but...
He's a pretty good Rocket League player.
I also, I don't know what Rocket League is.
So. I don't know.
Is it like Fortnite?
You lost me.
I don't know.
It's like playing soccer with cars that can fly.
Oh, I've heard about that. I know. Yeah.
Your son probably plays it, Hal.
I wouldn't know. It's out of my ballpark.
I'm absolutely brutal. I can't even come close to
You're
playing.
Not a gamer.
No. Brutal. At all games, pretty much.
You're the hunter, right? Hunter,
yeah.
Fisher?
Yeah. Like,
do you ever just leave the house and you're fishing or out hunting?
I haven't been able to get into too much hunting out here. Just still trying to find connections with that kind of stuff. Obviously, we don't have that much time, free time. But I do have a boat down here, so I get to go fishing every once in a while.
Old Hickory?
I go out there mostly. My boat's right in between. I have a little property that I keep it on there in between both lakes. And then I go out to the gun club, Nashville Gun Club, quite a bit and just go shoot every once in a while as well.
That's a good take.
Well, everybody, when all the players were asked, what teammate would you want on a deserted island, they all said you. They said a lot of survivalist stuff.
Like,
yeah.
It was like right away, Cole Smith.
And some of them said, because you eat raw meat. Is that true or is that an exaggeration, Cole?
A little bit of raw meat. I mean... I think for steaks, too, you don't need to kill it twice. So rawer the better. But a little bit of raw meat, a little raw liver once in a while. But
nice.
Yeah, I do eat a lot
Novi's,
of meat.
Novi's nodding his head with a smirk.
Does
he just bring a carcass and throw it on the,
Yeah, I've dabbled.
Wipe its butt, knock off the horns, and then throw it down his throat?
Yeah, no, he's actually, he cooks great steak. Yeah, I've had it multiple times. It's great. He even got me to try the liver a couple times. So,
liver's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He dips it in some maple syrup and some salt and just slides it down the gullet.
Maple syrup? Okay. I've never had maple syrup on liver before.
I don't know if I've done that.
What was, Hal, can you one more time say your method for preparing the meat? What was it?
Wipe its butt, knock off the horns, and throw it on the table. Right?
Pretty much. That's all you need.
That's right.
I'm just in awe of all those words that came out of your
mouth. I like
how
he said, you don't have to kill it twice.
Yeah, Cole was much more eloquent about it.
Sorry.
And made sense, and you just...
Sorry.
I don't even know what that was. And Cole, we met your dad last year on the father's trip. He's a boat captain, is that right?
No, not per se. He was a gym teacher. He's retired now, but summers he was a fishing guide back home. We got a lot of lakes around us back home, and so he does a lot of fishing. He actually went up... he's retired, so he's just trying to find things to do. He went up for 2 weeks in Alaska and was a deckhand for 2 weeks this year in Alaska, too. So he's coming here on Tuesday, I think, for our father's trip, and he's bringing me a bunch of venison and salmon and halibut from up there. And so he's going to bring me a whole goodie box full of stuff.
Would you do that with him at some point, go up to Alaska if you could?
Yeah, I've been up to Alaska fishing with him before, not as a guide, but just for fun. We went up there after I graduated high school in 2014, and we fished salmon, went for halibut way out there, sockeyes and silver salmon. And it's great. Yeah, I love it.
That's awesome. We got the two Minnesota boys here, Cole Smith and Tommy Novak. We'll come back, talk about where they come from, their hockey journeys, and more here on Smashville Live. Max Herz, Hal Gill, Tommy Novak, and Cole Smith here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game, presented by Black Abbey Brewing. Welcome back to Smashville Live here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. We are at Brewhouse South in the Cool Springs Galleria for our final show of 2023, presented by Black Abbey Brewing. My name is Max Herz, along with Hal Gill, here on your radio home for Preds Hockey, 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. Joined by two of the Minnesotan Preds, Cole Smith from Brainerd, Tommy Novak from St. Paul. Let's talk about your hockey journeys, guys, and... Both of you worked long and hard to get to and stick in the NHL. We'll start with you first, Tommy. You were drafted by the Preds way back in 2015 before your freshman year with the Minnesota Golden Gophers. I know it's tough to ask you to sum up all the time between then and when you debuted in the NHL, but 4-year college career, incredible high school career before that, over 150 AHL games. What sticks with you most from your hockey journey, both in the amateurs and then in minor pro?
Yeah, I think it was a lot of ups and downs for me. I think it was a really long journey. Coming into college, I kind of had probably high expectations from a lot of people and from myself as well. I definitely caught some adversity there. I struggled to, find the back of the net, struggled to score, went through a lot of injuries, had a lot of surgeries, maybe kind of lost some confidence throughout the way. But, once I signed and turned pro, I kind of felt like a fresh start, rejuvenated, going to Milwaukee, playing with, luckily I still had the opportunity to come into this organization. And it was good right away. I think my first year in Milwaukee, the coaches were great. I got a lot of opportunity, played with really good players. Daniel Carr was my line mate, if you remember him.
Yeah. Didn't he lead the AHL in goals? He was up there.
The year before I played with him, he was AHL MVP, and he was great. He was great to have on my line, and really good player for me to play with. I played with Cole Schneider as well, who was Milwaukee's captain for a couple of years there. And I think just learning the game from them, learning the game from Carl Taylor, I feel like I really improved a lot throughout that year, and I felt like, okay, I got a little confidence back, starting to make a lot more plays at this level. And I think it was around that time where I felt like, okay, well, maybe I can, eventually make this league. And then COVID hit, and it's a big struggle for everybody to, find out what is even happening in the world. So, and then we all went and played in Chicago, the Chicago Wolves that next year. It was a shortened year, and that's when I met Cole, and we were there together, and we had a great team that year. And I just, continued to try to work on my game and get better. And it was the year after that where I got my first taste here in Nashville, and it went okay. I thought I was playing all right, maybe a little timid, just trying to kind of dip my toes into the league, a little nervous, and ended up getting sent down that year and going back to Milwaukee, and just try to, maybe tune some things, fix some things. And the year after, as I didn't really know what was going to happen. It was last year, actually, the year after that. And it went well when I got called back up. So I was...
simple as that.
You could say that.
As simple as that, I guess. And it was obviously a very a strange year towards the end of the year last year that, we traded away half the team, and a lot of guys were injured, and it kind of put me into a bigger role. And I kind of just found my game there, and kind of realized that, I do have what it takes probably to, be a difference in this league. And, hopefully we can just keep it going from there.
How have you seen your game change, and is there something that maybe – the Novi 5 years ago, do you think you'd surprise him with what you're doing now? And is there anything like you didn't even know you had? You just, your confidence came and you built on it?
For sure. I think when I was younger, I used to rely on more just my reads, and I would just rely on just, I felt like so comfortable with the puck that I didn't really need to skate. Like I was, I was a guy who probably didn't move my feet enough.
I felt like that, and correct me if I'm wrong, you were that half wall power play guy.
Yeah.
And you've changed that game since I've been watching you for the last 3 years.
Yeah, I think at that time it was kind of, I felt too comfortable just kind of standing still making plays. And you can't do that in this league. It's way too fast. You got to evade pressure. You have to be able to move. So I think just focusing on playing like more of a faster style or more of an athletic style, it's still not super natural to me, but it's something that I've been working on for years now, and it's just, maybe not the most comfortable style for, what I'm used to, but just realizing that that's the way you have to play to make plays and to produce in this league, it's, that's something that I've definitely worked on.
Now you're 10-2 and all around the offensive zone. Just feeling good, right, Cole? That's easy game. Easy game.
So that's Tommy Novak's journey. Cole, you have a lot in common with him. You played college as well, but you were an overager. You started at the University of North Dakota when you were 20 after 2 years in the MJHL. Undrafted, get to the pros. How would you sum up your journey in the same kind of manner over a long period of time that Tommy summed up his?
I think how to sum it up is just kind of a path that's not taken a lot. Kind of the hard road coming out of high school hockey in Minnesota. I don't think it was a blimp on anybody's radar anywhere, no matter how good of a radar you had. So that was my decision if I was going to play hockey or try to play football after high school. And so my decision was just go put faith in Paul Dick, who was a head coach there for the Steinbeck Pistons and JHL. And he's a good buddy of my uncle's. They played professional hockey together for years. They're best man in each other's weddings. And so I put my faith in him, just trying to go play college somewhere was my goal at the time. Try to play Division I anywhere we could.
And you end up at, like, the best program.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Hey, whoa.
I said the best program.
Don't get a fight here between
Gophers and North Dakota.
Yeah, one of the many historic programs in college hockey, for sure.
Good political answer there for Tommy.
But, yeah, my first year of juniors wasn't great by any means. Had an injury. Decided to come back for one more year and was able to have a really good year that year. I've been fortunate. I had one offer coming out of college or out of juniors, and that was to North Dakota. I was supposed to go on one other visit, but it wasn't even set up yet. And so I committed the day after our regular season ended in my last year of juniors when I was 20. So I'm just thankful that they gave me an opportunity there. Winning to North Dakota is probably one of the underskilled forwards coming in, trying to prove myself. I just remember my first skate there. We had it was a summer skate, so the pros were there, and so we were playing a scrimmage against Brock Besser.
Some good pros.
Yeah,
just some good pros.
Brock Besser, Schmaltz, and Drake Kajula were aligned there, and I was just like, what am I doing? This is a little above me, but I worked hard my freshman year. I was in and out of the lineup. The first half to start, and was able to kind of stick in the last half and played throughout playoffs. So that was big coming in my sophomore year. Thought I had a chance. First couple games was in and out again, and was able to stick the rest of the year. And ended up my senior year being able to be an assistant captain there, and had a really good year that year. At that point, I wanted to play pro hockey at some point. I didn't know where I was going to be, where I was going to end up. I didn't even have an agent. I was the only guys on the team that didn't have an agent. So going into my senior year, I asked Dean Grillo, he runs Minnesota Hockey Camps back home. He's from my hometown, and he's part of agency. And I was like, hey, do you think you could be my agent? Like, I want to try to play pro hockey.
Did he
somewhere.
Have any clients?
Yeah, he's got clients. Okay. He's got, like, Oshie. He had Hartnell. Like, he's got
good place
he's
to
got,
start.
Yeah, he's got a good group. But he's like, yeah, I'll help you out where we can. And so – lucky enough, COVID shut us down, so that's not lucky, but once it shut us down, I had a meeting with Nashville, and they offered me a contract, which was, I couldn't believe I was getting an NHL contract at that moment. You go 4 years ago, my freshman year of college, if you were going to tell me I was going to get an NHL contract, it's like, probably no way, but, you know, I just always had that belief, and was able to get that NHL contract. Actually, went down to the coast, played a few games, and then came back up, played opening night that night, and then finished the year out in Chicago. Was up and down my second year a little bit. Played, I think, like 8 games maybe that first year. And then last year was able to make the team out of camp and stick around. And so it's been a journey, that's for sure. A lot of places when I tell people the MJHL, they can't believe it that we came out of there. There's a few of us that have come out of there. And so it's cool. Looking back, I think it's something I pride myself on is the journey I took and where I came from to where I am now. And that's something that I'll always have, and I think that's something that keeps pushing me forward is just that belief that you can do whatever you want.
That's awesome stuff from Cole Smith, and to agree with what you said about the MJHL, we had Cody Glass on the show last week. He's from Manitoba. He said he would be scared to play in that league and that you're a psycho for playing in that league. Do you have any response to that?
I wouldn't say I'm a psycho. I only got in a couple fights that year or in juniors.
Yeah, you didn't have a lot of pims.
Not too many pims. That's pretty pretty controlled, but I did have a few fights, a few good fights in that league, but no, there's definitely some scary teams in that league. I mean, back in the day, I think it was even scarier than when I came. It's obviously changing now. I think there's a lot more skill in the league, too, coming now. There's people coming from all over. I talked to Paul, our head coach, and they're grabbing guys from all over the U.S. Usually it was just Minnesota, maybe a little bit of Michigan. Like, not a whole lot of places that they were pulling from the United States. Mostly local talent, but now they've got guys from California. They've got guys from everywhere. But, no, you get up north on the reservations and stuff, and you're 8 hours north of Manitoba, and you're in the middle of the reservation, and it is a little intimidating. They had guys like, I remember playing, I can't remember his name, but in juniors he had like two kids in juniors, and he was just a big tough lefty that just beat everybody up. It's like, I don't want to go in the corner with this guy.
This is like a fictional character. Like, this is an enforcer out of a hockey movie.
From Goon.
Yeah.
He's from Goon.
Yeah. And I mean, you talked about how surprised you were to get a contract. You were 24 at that point, right?
Yeah.
So you're 3 years older than Luke Evangelista is now. Like,
yeah.
Just to put it in perspective, when you signed and then didn't play in the NHL for another year and a half.
Yeah. I always tell people I was a late bloomer. I think just with everything, I mean, if you look at my first license when I'm a sophomore in high school, I was 5'9", 150 pounds. And so to where I am now, it's a little bit different. I think always been a late bloomer. Just getting that confidence level. I joke around with Novi, like, I'm 28, but my body's like, I feel like I'm 23. So,
in a good way.
Yeah, in a good way. Yeah, I feel good. I feel young, but no, I think just being a late bloomer and being able to do that.
You guys were talking about, and just to clarify, you know, you went to a college that's probably got a better facility than NHL teams. So that must have been amazing. You guys both going to great universities. Do you still keep in track of your teams? Is there any? You guys are having. Correct me if I'm wrong. And I apologize, Novi. Last year we were in Minnesota. I said something bad about the Gophers, and you almost came over the table at me. So I know it's near and dear to your heart. But do you guys have any animosity still to this day, or is it you just? Good friendly ripping back and forth.
I think a good friendly ripping. I think, with both schools, I think they're still historic. I think as big as the rivalry is and as big as it was, I think there's so much respect between the two as well.
Yeah.
Obviously, like, when we're playing, we hate the Gophers and they hate us. So it's a mutual hate, but we have a lot of respect for each other. They played each other earlier this year, and so we watched one of the games.
You got to watch it?
Yeah.
Nice.
Gophers took it to us on Friday, but then we came back on Saturday and won a close one. But
yeah.
Did you guys play against each other in college games? Do you know?
Yeah, we would play against each other 3 years.
Yeah. I remember we played against each other probably in Minnesota.
In North Dakota, and in Vegas.
Yeah. We played a game in Vegas.
Really?
It was a Hall of Fame game.
At the Knights Arena or somewhere smaller?
No, so it was, the Knights were just new then, and so they had their schedule completely booked out, and they didn't really know if we were going to be able to, like, fill the arena. And so they put us – they have another one. I can't remember what it's called.
Was it at their practice facility?
No, it was like – it used to be an old East Coast rink.
Yeah.
Oh.
I have a funny story about that.
That's hilarious.
Let's hear it, Tommy.
We didn't know, like, that it was, like, a North Dakota home game when we were going to go. We thought it was just, like, a
– Isn't everywhere in North Dakota home game?
Well, pretty much.
They travel as hard as anyone.
When we walk into the arena, there's green towels on every single seat. I was like, wait, what's going on here?
So much for neutral site.
And we got pumped. We got pumped that game.
Yeah, North Dakota usually hosts the Hall of Fame game every year. And every 2 years they do a Hall of Fame game travel. So, like, 2 years ago they were in Nashville. And then so my first year we did it in Madison Square Garden. And then my junior year we did it in Vegas, which was really cool to be able to go down there. But, yeah, so we hosted. And a funny story there, too, is – Our guy that manages our rink and stuff, like, was telling him, like, this is like, because they were having a big Sioux, like, party before, like, out in front, like, tailgate, and he's like, just make sure you have enough beer, like, from North Dakota, like, everybody likes to drink. They're like, this is Vegas, like, we know how to party. They were sold out of beer in an hour. They're like, you don't know North Dakota people.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the SEC football of college hockey right there, if I've ever heard it.
They don't have much more other than hockey.
I think
drinking.
They did that in Nashville when they came in a few years ago. That Nodak destroyed it.
Yeah, it's crazy.
They dried it out.
Make sure you have enough Busch Light.
Yeah. Cole Smith, North Dakota Fighting Sioux. Tommy Novak, Minnesota Golden Gopher, is our guest.
They're not the Fighting Sioux anymore. But
unfortunately
Hawks.
Not. Yeah.
The Fighting Hawks.
We can still say the Sioux on this show.
I agree.
I think we've said it 20 times already.
Fair.
We'll take a break and come back with some fan questions after this for Tommy and Cole here on Smashville Live, presented by Black Abbey Brewing here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. Welcome back to Smashville Live here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. Final segment here from Brewhouse South in the Cool Springs Galleria. Our show, as always, is presented by Black Abbey Brewing, and we've been enjoying our Black Abbey beers tonight. Our next show will be on Wednesday, January 10th, after New Year's, with two more Predators players at Brewhouse 100 in Bellevue. Cole Smith is now our only player guest.
He's coming.
Tommy Novak heard we had a question for him and ran away. He's back. I think we've also set a record for most autographs signed tonight.
Really?
You guys did a great
job.
Really
impressive.
Yeah.
That's good.
You got here early. Got it all done. All right, here's Tommy.
Real responsible.
So, Tommy.
Yeah.
Responsible, guys.
Big question for Tommy Novak. You've denied Rocket League. You've denied rapping. But we know you cannot deny your love of making and eating ice cream.
Oh, okay.
This is Tommy Novak at its core, right?
This is true, yes.
And this is from a young age?
Yeah, I think it's just like in my genes. it comes from my grandma and my dad, and I've just always been into it. It kind of became a bigger thing, honestly, like recently. I just like have been into like, you know, whatever city we're in, I'll try to find the best ice cream there and then eat it. But yeah, I'm into it for sure.
All right, so no denial on that one.
No denial.
Cole's a witness too.
See, I am a witness.
But making it as well?
That's a recent thing too, yeah.
Because for those that don't know, there's a lot of downtime. Like you guys
were
working hard, but you got a lot of downtime.
Yeah, for sure.
And so is it like a full spread at the house? You just like... Start making ice cream?
Honestly,
that's got to be a great roommate.
Right now,
as long as it's good ice cream.
Yeah.
I've been kind of on a hiatus right now. I haven't been making a lot. It's, I'll probably get back into it here soon. But yeah, just last summer, or even like I go through spurts where I'm like trying to perfect my recipe or whatnot. And I'll get back into it here. I'll make Cole a pint. I'll make
primal ice cream.
I'll make Cody wants a pint. His fiance wants a pint too.
Ooh, so. That's a lot, right?
Yeah.
Like a big old tub.
Well, yeah. Well, I make.
What's your best recipe then?
My best.
Your go-to
flavors.
Like, my flavor. I like making peppermint. Peppermint brownie. Peppermint brownie is like my go-to. Right?
With real brownie chunks?
Real brownie chunks.
So are you also making brownies?
I could, but usually I just go to like Target or something.
Oh, okay.
Get the brownies, that could be something too.
All right. We finally got him to own up to.
We definitely got to get
a great.
We got to get a deal. We got ice cream makers.
One of these days, I'll just bring a bunch to the plane and I'll
get Christy cookies out there
to sponsor
this. And
yeah. Yeah, maybe I should start selling it at Bridgestone or something.
There's a deal in there somewhere.
There's something in there somewhere.
There's some.
I mean, you just missed 11 games.
You missed
could
out
have been
on
scooping.
You missed out on an NIL deal, but now you got a deal now. For
I should
sure.
have been up in the crowd when I was hurt. You know, just serving ice cream. But
how many people would have recognized you if you went like a full like vendor outfit, like candy stripe, like
I'm not sure,
going all in on the ice cream man look?
I can't believe anyone would see that coming.
Yeah,
no, right? They wouldn't
not.
Be looking.
You
for
wear
it.
A little goal light on your head and play the ice cream truck music.
People would be walking away with their ice cream, going, "I think I know that guy from somewhere. Why do I know him?"
I think that's a good note to end on.
Yeah.
We finally got Tommy to admit a big hobby. So Tommy Novak loves ice cream. Cole Smith fought his landlord. We learned a lot tonight. Thanks for being here, guys.
You guys are awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
And they're playing great hockey, by the way.
Yeah, that too.
They're hockey players, too, and they're doing it well.
Cole Smith and Tommy Novak, our guests tonight. We'll see you guys back at Bridgestone Arena Saturday night against the Capitals, road game Friday night in Carolina. Before then, Thanks so much for joining us, guys. This was tons of fun.
Good job, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for
keep her going, will you?
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully.
Fun to watch.
Cole Smith and Tommy Novak, our guests tonight. Our final Smashville live show until after New Year's. We'll be back Wednesday, January 10th at Brewhouse 100 in Bellevue with two more Predators players. Our show, as always, presented by Black Abbey Brewing tonight for Hal Gill, Cole Smith, and Tommy Novak. My name is Max Herz. Penalty Box Radio is next here on your home for Preds Hockey, 102.5 and 106.3 The Game.